Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. You're now tuned in to T-Fizzle Radio. I want to thank everyone for joining me tonight. We have over 13 people in the chat room. I see a few new faces. Thank you all for coming out. I have my guest host. My guest co-hosts are all on the line. Please, guest co-host, go ahead and introduce yourself, starting with Miss T.
Good evening, y'all. It's Miss T. I'm back again. Thank you, lovely T, for inviting me back. Good to be here. Hope everyone's
all right. All right. Next person. Alex?
Hi, everybody. This is TT. We got a lot of T's in the house. Thank you guys for tuning in, and today's going to be a really good show.
All right. I know that's what's up. And then Miss Alex is on the line.
Yes, this is Miss Alex. Just wanted to thank everybody for coming through. And once again, T, thank you for having me. And I think this will be a very informational and awesome show.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. First and foremost, I wanted to make this show about low self-esteem, low self-worth. I feel like a lot of this is going on in not only the black community, but in a lot of communities. And I feel like the way you feel about yourself as far as like your self-esteem can determine that the path that you go in life and the things that you choose to do and not do. So I want to go ahead and just talk about that because I'm seeing a lot of girls, especially young girls, who don't have a lot of self-esteem, and they don't have a lot of self-worth. And I feel like a lot of it starts in the home, and you can do the smallest thing to ruin a child's self-esteem. So I want to talk about that and talk about also insecurity issues that a lot of us, you know, grew up with and things like that. So if I could ask you ladies a few questions, what are some things that you guys are noticing out here, like in the community with a lot of like younger girls and boys, as far as like their self-esteem, the way they carry themselves? Are you guys noticing a difference from when you were growing up at all?
Most definitely. I think that a lot of kids are growing up way too fast. I mean, back in the day, we had music videos and all that stuff to watch, but back in the day, we were watching that to watch the dance moves. Now, these kids are watching music videos, looking in these magazines, seeing all these half-naked, especially little girls, seeing all these half-naked girls, thinking that that's how they're supposed to dress at a young age.
I definitely agree with that. And then I also wanted to ask you guys, too, like, was there any insecurities that you all may have had? Because I know growing up, as you guys know, because I spoke about it on YouTube, I was really insecure as far as, like, my skin tone because I always felt like, you know, because I was dark skin or whatever, and sometimes people make you feel like you're not as good as. So that used to really mess with me when I was really, really younger, and it took me a while to come into myself and to be able to appreciate my skin tone for what it was. Okay, well, maybe I'm not the lightest chick in the bunch, but I have smooth, clear skin. So it's like sometimes even if you feel a bad way about yourself, you have to find other things about yourself that you like because you can't change everything or fix everything about your physical appearance. So was there anything that you ladies felt about yourself maybe growing up in your teen years and junior high and high school that you guys were insecure about?
Definitely.
I know.
I probably went through different things with, you know, I have a gap, you know, and people always would crack jokes about that. And, you know, I wasn't the skinniest person, nor was I the heaviest person, you know, but when you're not a size 2 or 4, you know, it's something wrong, you know, to some people, not everyone, of course. But, you know, I'll definitely say there were insecurities, you know, growing up.
Okay, I feel you on that.
I know I had insecurity growing up. You know, I've always been small framed. You know, growing up, you know, I used to get teased. You know, I used to get called olive oil and, you know, bean pole and skinny mini and, you know, all of those names. But it did take me a while to, you know, grow into myself and, you know, for me to love me for me and me to realize that, you know, everyone has their own preference. You know, there's nothing wrong with my size. You know, I've always been a 3'4". Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really stuck out a lot because I'm 5'11". But, you know, I'm definitely, you know, model material, and it definitely took me a long time to be secure with who I am. But now you can't tell me I'm not the baddest one on the block.
I know that's right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm reading the response chat room, and a lot of women are saying the same thing. Miss I America was saying she was insecure about her skin tone. Chop Green was saying her skin tone at times. Cell Rez was saying she was insecure about her hair. There were other people in the chat room skinny. Other people had GAT. So, you know, a lot of us, and then somebody else said they had acne. And Ronan said he has SpongeBob SquarePants syndrome. I'm going to need you to stop. But, I mean, so a lot of us go through things in life, and that's what I want a lot of these girls to realize is that, you know, sometimes when people see me, they're like, oh, well, you know, you're a pretty girl, you're real nice, but I didn't just wake up in the morning and look this way. It took me a long time to be comfortable with myself. You know, even something as what I did, a week ago, cutting off my hair, it took me so long to be able to do that. And I think a lot of it is we definitely have to be able to find confidence in yourself because no one is going to give you that confidence. It doesn't matter how pretty somebody tells you you are or how, you know, whatever. If when you look in the mirror, you don't see what people are telling you, it doesn't matter. And that's what a lot of people need to realize, too, that a lot of these pictures and a lot of images in the magazines, they're all facades. And I see somebody in the chat room, Don, is saying that a lot of pictures are Photoshopped. Which is definitely true. So when you open up the magazine, Tyra Banks looks perfect. There's no scars, no acne, there's no dimples, but they do a lot of airbrushing. They change stuff up. If you're flat tested, they'll make your boobs bigger. If you have no ass, they'll pump your ass up. So they do a lot of stuff that's not realistic. Like most girls I know, you know, who are thick or whatever, they don't have a 20-inch waist. But when you see girls in King magazine, it's like you see this giant ass, an itty-bitty waist, you know what I'm saying? And it's like that's not always the case. So I think a lot of people need to realize that some of this stuff is just fantasy, and most regular people do not look like how they do in these magazines. So what do you guys feel about the images that are out there in these magazines to these young girls?
Well, I definitely agree with you. You know, a lot of it is a facade. You know, there's so much makeup, and, you know, what I always tell people is, anyone can look like that if they have professional makeup artists and things like that working around the clock with them. You can cover up anything, you know, but you gotta realize, you know, what you're looking at isn't always the real picture.
Exactly.
That's very true. And girls need to just realize, like, if it looks too perfect, it probably is. Just like with the airbrushing and all of that type of stuff. Even, you know, I think a lot of the tricks that I'm just recently learning from watching shows like America's Next Top Model, like Tyra's telling you all, like, everybody's always used to think, like, oh, my gosh, she's tall and pretty and her hair is long. No, she's been wearing weave since she was 17. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those things where you just got to kind of take a look at that stuff. The stuff you see on the magazine is not what reality is, because till this day, I still haven't seen anybody that small.
Exactly. And then don't get it twisted, ladies. What a lot of, and these guys in the chat room too, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of them booty girls that y'all are looking at, like Buffy the Body, and a lot of them, I'm not saying there's not girls out here who have naturally voluptuous booties and little waists. There's girls like that, but most of these girls that are like in King Magazine and Smooth Magazine, they get butt injections. Some of them wear butt pads, so a lot of times their butt is not always real. Look at Lola Love. I mean, she don't even look normal. She looks disfigured. Like nobody's ass is that big and their waist is that small, but a lot of to these like underground pumping parties to look like these girls in the magazines, and it's just so dangerous because you don't know what these people are pumping into you. And I know that's been really, really big out here in Charlotte. Strip clubs, a lot of girls in the strip clubs are going out and they're getting these silicone injections, but they're not realizing that if that injection goes into your vein, it can hurt you and die. There's been people who have died from these injections. Now, have you guys heard anything about people getting their butts pumped up with silicone and stuff like that? Because it's kind of big in the South, especially like in Atlanta.
I know somebody who actually just got it done. And she happens to be a stripper, like you said, but she's gotten so many things done, you know, and this was probably one of the last things that she got done. She got her breast done. She got her stomach done. She got her stretch marks removed, you know, and I understand that it's for her career and whatnot, but at the same time, you know, it's like, where do you draw the line and be happy with what you have and, you know, do you not have a fear that, you know, this is not going to be good for your body at some point, even if it's okay right now.
Exactly. And Rowan is in the chat room. He has career with a question mark.
I know.
Stripping is not a career move. So
she doesn't know how to do anything else. And, I mean, really, she has it in her mind. She has it in her mind that, you know, she's going to strip till she's 40. And, I mean, it's unfortunate that, I mean, I was around her and her own mother told her she should strip till she can't strip anymore because she's,
you know, not really talented, you know, and that goes to self-esteem. You know, she probably doesn't have the greatest self-esteem, and, you know, she's done a lot of things to herself, but her family teases her now because, you know, they call her a Barbie and this, this, that, and the other, you know. Some of it's jealousy because they can't fix things that they're insecure about, but at the same time, you know, they're telling her, you know, you need to stop, but they're telling her in the wrong way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's almost like a little Kim. You know, little Kim just is so horrible now, like she's taking it to a whole another extreme.
Exactly.
And I definitely feel like little Kim has low self-esteem. Very, I don't care what type of product she wears, Christian Dior, she has very low self-esteem. When you have to, when you're a black woman, especially a brown-skinned black woman, and you go from being my complexion to, like, a complexion of Beyonce's, you walk around with blonde hair and blue contacts, fake boobs, fake ass, nothing about little Kim is real. But unfortunately, a lot of girls are still looking up to her. And to me, little Kim has the lowest self-esteem in the industry. Queen B, she is not. Oh, yeah, somebody said, don't forget the chin. That's the truth. That is the truth. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I think the plastic surgery that people are doing is just getting out of hand. It's like nothing is real anymore. You know, and unfortunately, kids don't know how to decipher that. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can get anything bought and paid for. I can't tell you how many times I've been written on YouTube and people have accused me of having breast implants. I'm like, are you serious? You think if I had $10,000, I'm going to spend it on some boo?
On some breasts, right?
No, boo. I got bills to pay. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like people, even now, like when you see women with long hair, people automatically feel it's a lace front. That's because the world, people are so used to, like, faking stuff, you know, fake hair, fake nails, fake eyes. So whenever somebody does have the real thing, people automatically think it's fake. Like my other homegirl, she has a real big butt, but people automatically think she has a butt implant because so many other girls have booty implants. Just like with people with hazel eyes. The first thing people say, oh, they must be contacts. Well, no, some people are really born with hazel eyes. But because everybody walks around with contacts in their eyes, well, not everybody, but a lot of people, now when you see somebody with hazel eyes, you question, are those really their eyes? It's like the plastic surgery has just gotten out of control. I mean, it's crazy from here. Now y'all in the chat room talking about my boobs, y'all stop. But it's true, I get questions about that all the time, and it's just like, no, you know what I'm saying? But, so, I mean, I just feel like a lot of girls just need to realize that nobody is perfect. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you're modeling, if you're on TV. There's stuff that they do to make you look perfect. And I think that's the sad part. It's like even in this day and age, we don't want to age. We don't want to age. You have women who are 50-year-old, 60-year-old grandmothers, and they walk around here with skinny jeans on, tube top, and high-heel shoes. And you a grandmother of four. Sit your ass down. I'm going to need you to stay out the club. You know, so I think it's ridiculous. You know, everybody has flaws. Nobody is perfect. You know, people need to realize that, especially the young girls out here chasing perfection. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to keep getting all this stuff done to you, and then 10 years from now, you look like little Kim. Well, you just gone overboard or Michael Jackson, you know, God rest his soul. But I'm sorry, he looked creepy. He did too much to his face. You know, and that's what people are just getting so comfortable with this plastic surgery. It's like nobody is comfortable in the skin that they're in. And I think it's really, really sad. But so now we spent the first half of the show just talking about that. Now, I kind of want to go on. I kind of want to switch the direction of the show here. But let me go ahead and take in a call. Let me let area code 317 in. Area code 317, you're on the line.
Yes, this is Ronan Soul 75.
Hey, Ronan, what's going on?
Yeah, just laughing and chatting in the chat room.
I see you in there.
This is a question of self-hatred in so many ways. And I always wonder why people are trying to fashion themselves after what you see is an obvious lie. There's too many people getting surgeries and, you know, everything plastic. You know, the very hardest thing to do is be real and be yourself. And most people despise you because of what they see in you and not just what they see in front of you. And so,
I definitely agree with that. And you're right. It's like if you know that Beyonce's hair is not really down to her ass, why are you stressing yourself to look like that? You know what I'm saying? If you know that when that person washes out their makeup, they don't look nothing like that, why are we still trying to chase that, you know, that standard of beauty? And I think it's very sad, but a lot of us really have that mentality that we have to be perfect and that we have to look a certain way, either to get a certain position, to get a man, you know, it's for some reason, but I definitely feel like a lot of it falls back on self-esteem. You know, maybe when you were grown up, your mother told you you had big-ass lips, but now you want to get, you know what I'm saying, your lips redone or your eyes or your nose. You know, it's just a lot of stuff that parents tell their kids. They don't realize how that can really affect them, you know, as they get older. And, you know what I'm saying, in life, like you guys were saying on the phone, you know, you would tease Alex because you were skinny and stuff like that. And there's certain things you just can't help. You know, you're just always going to be skinny. That's your friend. So instead of trying to change that, I just wish that more of us would just accept the way that we are.
Yeah, work with it. That's what's going to draw more people to you anyway, is your confidence. You know, you have what you have, and like you said, you can't change it unless you're buying it. So, you know, Alex, like she said, she felt like she's the baddest one on the block, and it's not because she's in a size 3-4, I'm pretty sure. It's because she's been able to hold her head high and see the beauty within herself. You know, and that's what you have to do. You have to see your own beauty and work with your beauty.
Exactly, exactly. So now I want to ask you guys.
There's a lot of people who are deathly afraid to look in the mirror, except what they see.
Yeah. You're right about that, you know what I'm saying? And then the images that we see in magazines, on TV, that doesn't help either, because if you don't look that way, that can definitely have can definitely mess with your psyche, because I even said that in one of my videos, you know, growing up. Now, y'all can, you know, account to this. Growing up, when we were watching TV, like TV shows with black girls, most of the black girls looked a certain way. You know what I'm saying? We saw the Tia Tamaras. They had long, curly hair. They looked a certain way. You know, so that, you know, if you don't look like that, that can make you feel, you know, a certain way. If everybody's saying that these are the girls that emulate what is beautiful to America and you don't have those features, that can mess with you. I mean, do y'all think about that at all? Does that affect y'all as you know, little girls?
Yeah, definitely. You feel like kind of like the only black girls that are pretty or are going to be, you know, kind of successful are the ones that are maybe mixed. Well, you look like you're mixed with something, you know, that type
you
of thing.
Got you
don't
forget
gotta,
that.
Exactly. You have to be of a certain color and a certain, you know, look to you for you to be on TV or for you to make it in the video.
Exactly.
You know, so I definitely saw that, you know, and you kind of still see it. You have a few artists, you know, they try to change up and use a rainbow tones in women, but, you know, there's still a lot of the same, you know, women type women being used in the videos to make you think, you know, like, well, damn, am I not pretty enough for this type of man? You know?
Exactly. You know, which is definitely, definitely true. So now I want to switch the direction of the show. We kind of talked about the whole esteem and the whole image. Now I want to talk to you guys about something that kind of disturbing. I wanted to kind of include this in the show, and I'm glad I got some fellas in the chat room. If you guys haven't seen my video, I made my video today, and it was talking about, it was 2 9-year-olds, and they were at school in the library. It was a class of kids in the library. The teacher, for whatever reason, wasn't there, but the librarian was. Now, the little boy was sitting at the table, I guess minding his own business, and this little girl proceeds to crawl under the table, unzip his pants, and start giving the little boy head. Now, these are 2 third graders. They're both 9. And the little boy, the school never told the mother. Mother didn't find out for 2 days what had happened to her child. So then once the school informed her, she talked to her son, and he was very, very upset about it. And the girl got suspended, but that's basically it. And I said in my video, I feel like a suspension was, you know, I feel like it should have been more than that. I feel like they need to really go to the home and investigate. Because a child, especially an eight or nine-year-old girl, is not going to know anything about giving head unless she's seen it done before or unless somebody's messing with her. And the thing that really bothered me that made me want to do the video is the comments that I saw on Worldstar Hip Hop. And it pissed me off because I'm so tired of when it comes to young boys, we don't value our boys. And we teach boys
right.
Like their sexuality is not a big deal. And some of the comments that I've read just really, really upset me because it's like, why when it happens to a young boy, it's just no big deal. He needs to chuck it up, or he's a, you know, I don't want to offend anybody who's gay. But, you know, they're sitting here calling this boy a faggot and everything else just because he didn't lay back and get head from the little girl. And I just feel like we have a really sick mentality of thinking, and I just wanted to read a few of these comments that were on there. And one of these comments was, you know, that little nigga needs to stop being a pussy and raw dog that hoe. That little faggot scared ahead. I wish I got my dick sucked in elementary school. And I'm not trying to, you know, offend nobody's ears. This is what's on the Internet. This is what people are writing about children, 2 9-year-olds. And then somebody else said, I wish I would have got head at 9. What's wrong with that little faggot? He should be happy. Why is he going home crying to his mama? You know, so it's just ridiculous how, you know, we treat our young males. And then we wonder why these guys are out here having issues. Because whenever you mess with a child sexually, I truly feel like that you know, you're playing with their soul. You don't know what this action that's happening today might happen to him 10 years from now. You know, there are a lot of people who are abused sexually, and then they end up being serial killers. They end up, you know, just going through things. And let me ask y'all this. A lot of guys were talking about on Worldside Hip Hop that it's not no big deal. They lost their virginity at 11. You know, he needs to be happy. He's just learning early. But now when I put out the question out there, okay, so you guys feel like this is no big deal. What if this was your 9-year-old daughter? What if a 9-year-old boy took your 9-year-old daughter behind a bookshelf and proceeded to, you know, eat her out?
What if it was their child who gave the head? If it was your daughter who gave the head, how would you feel then? Would you be happy and say, oh, let that boy get his dick sucked when it's your daughter giving it?
Exactly. And that's what they were 9, not 11, boo, 9 years old in the third grade. And the little girl gave him head. And I feel like, you know, and I feel like they're both victims in this case. You know, I'm not even trying to talk shit about her because I feel like that's a learned behavior. A child does not just wake up one day and then get pants and just start doing that to people.
And, right, and know to go under there and do that. Yeah, exactly.
What were you going to say, Alden?
Really, it's the fault of the parents right now. You have some individuals who honestly believe that just because they have kids, that they're parents. And I tend to use that term very loosely because parents actually know the meaning of accountability, and they're not busy chasing their childhood while they're supposed to be raising children. And 9-year-olds like that, I mean, you even had one, like the boy, he raised his hand trying to figure out what the hell was going on, and the librarian just either waved him off or ignored him, and then he was just stuck there. I mean, I know about the whole double standard thing where I've talked to a number of brothers out there who've been asked, I mean, damn near ostracized because, you know, they're not sure about getting into that lifestyle and all this peer pressure. You know, they're worried about calling a fag or whatnot. But really, it takes a man to assess not the short-term gain from things, but the long-term consequences that follow. Same thing with a woman. Just because she's out there treating herself like a Scooby snack, that doesn't make her a woman.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Same thing with a dude. I told her, like, you don't have to sit there and lay up with every chick you see. That's not a standard of manhood. That's childish. Because, I mean, now you got a legion of babies that you have to take care of. I mean, even if you don't take care of, it's still going to affect the community so many ways because of your irresponsibility. So that whole nonsense about, you know, you'll be a fag, you know, if you don't hit every female you see, you know, you tell them people to kill themselves. Because, I mean, it don't make sense to do that. You really don't.
Exactly. But it's sad that so many of us think that way, though. You know, that's what really bothered me. You know, even more so than the girl giving the boy head, that pissed me off because I have a third grader. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when me and my son talk, we're talking about school. You know, he has little friends and stuff like that, but he is nowhere near ready to even think about something like that. So that pissed me off with them for grown folks to make fun of this little boy. My son can read, but I'm sure the little boy can read. I'm not saying the little boy goes on Worldside Hip Hop, but in the event he sees these comments, how is that supposed to make him feel? Like I'm wrong because I told my mom about
this? Those are not grown folks. Those are grown children. This is the part where the parents are supposed to sit down with their children and be honest with them at a level that the children can understand. You just can't try to teach them trigonometry at that age. You have to be honest with them and say, look, gives them the basics of what they're seeing, because a lot of them all ask questions. It's just too many parents get annoyed that their children are so inquisitive. You're supposed to arm these kids with knowledge, otherwise it's going to come back to bite you in the ass in so many ways.
Right. And if you have a child that's asking questions, you should know that that's a gift. You know, that child wants to know and learn, and you know, they're fun, so they soak up everything. So if they're, you know, intuitive and, you know, questioning things, you know, teach them. You never know who you're teaching. You know, they could become anything.
Exactly. Now, let me go ahead and take in another caller here. Area code 704-704, your line is open. Who's this on the line?
Hey, lovely T. This old school.
Hey. What's going on, old school?
Nothing much. How's everybody?
You enjoying the show?
I'm sorry?
I said, are you enjoying the show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You put out a good product. You put out a good product.
Thank you.
That this about the 3-year-old, that is, excuse me, that is crazy, and for those guys, for those people to call that little boy gay or faggot or whatever, that's just crazy, because both of those babies was in my mind molested. That little boy is scarred. Now when he becomes a teenager or a young man starting to date, I mean, hey, he doesn't know how to treat a woman. He's probably going to look for head for the first time he goes out, because he think that's what's happening. But I heard a story when I was in my barber shop, and this young guy, he was about 14 or 15 years old, and he was telling me about a ring party. And I didn't know what it was, and then when he told me, it tripped me out. A ring party where these little teenagers, these kids, guys, they get a couple of young ladies, and they all put $10 in the pot. And it's about five of them, and they pay $10 a piece, and it's about a $50 pot. And then they have three little young girls, and they put on different, each little girl puts on different shades of lipstick. And they put the young boys' penises in their mouths.
What?
And the one who makes the perfect O gets the money. Man, that's crazy. Now, I wasn't doing that when I was 14, but that's crazy. So, you know, you're teaching them young babies, you know, money, giving up head, they'll be all twisted too.
It looks like people in the chat room, some people are shocked, and some people feel like, I guess Mr. Don Calypso, he called it a rainbow party, so I guess a few people know about this. I have never heard of this.
I thought they were kissing, like, necks and things like that, but I didn't know.
No, they're putting rings around the, these are 14-year-olds, you said, at the barbershop that were talking like this?
Yeah, he was about 14, 15, 16.
Yeah, it's young. It is definitely young children who are talking about it, you know, junior high and high school.
And I mean, you know, and then just to be, it's easy to make
jokes
about
it. Turn your radio down, sweetie. Miss old school, turn down your radio, sweetie.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, a few people are saying that they've heard of it, and some people are just shocked. I'm really shocked by it because, I mean, you want to think that your child is innocent and not thinking about stuff like that. And, you know, even, I mean, I understand kids are going to have sex, but it's to the point now where the sex that some of these kids are having are so extreme. Like, there's a point in time, even when I was in high school, like, you didn't want everybody in your business. You know what I'm saying? It was, like, embarrassing to be known as, like, I'm about to be vulgar, y'all, as a dick sucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you suck dick, you know what I'm saying? But it's like now these girls are proud of it. Y'all can give head, but you 15. What you know about giving good head? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy out here nowadays.
Nothing, but it's crazy that somewhere in society, oral sex is not considered sex. In some societies. Yeah, Bill Clinton.
I'm playing Bill.
Yeah, but you know, but actually, and not trying to be racist, but basically in our Caucasian persuasion, the young, you know, they're doing they're doing that, and as long as they're not having penetration, but they giving up head and eating girls out, but they're not, they don't consider that sex. Now I'm like I say, I'm mm-hmm. old school. All of that is sex where I come from.
Yeah. I think what it is, people are trying to have their cake and eat it too. I know they want to claim they're still a virgin. That's why I don't get about some girls who be trying to say
yeah.
they're a virgin.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? You slobbing every dude you see, and, you know, you guys are swapping, you know, oral sex back and forth. To me, granted, you didn't have intercourse, but you're still doing some grown folk shit. And I think oral sex is just as intimate, if not more intimate,
it's
than regular
more.
Sex.
They're doing
you
more than
saying?
Just that. They have some children out there who are doing oral and anal sex so they can preserve their so-called virginity.
Oh,
oh wow.
That's
I ain't know
violation
about that.
Right
that's
there.
Crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's real wild there.
Wow,
but,
yeah, that's what Don Calypso is saying, the same thing. You have many virgins who have taken the meat stick in the rectum canal.
Man, I know he's very descriptive.
Very clowning, but it's the truth, though. It's sad. It's so sad, and these parents need to really, really talk to these kids, man. People think that their kids don't know because they don't talk to them. Like, oh, my child's not out here having sex. You know, little Becky would never think about anal, and little Becky's getting backed up by everybody in school. You know, so you really have to talk to your kids nowadays because this stuff is out here in the open. I mean, you have 9-year-olds giving head in school in the library. You know, I still can't stomach that. You know, like, that had me sick today, man, because, like I said, I have a third grader, and I'm sitting here looking at him like, I wish I would. You know what I'm saying? It's just it's crazy that a lot of these parents just either they don't care or they're walking around with this big old fog in their head. You know, it's just
yeah.
it's ridiculous. It really is. So, Alex, what you thinking about these ring parties?
Wow.
I'm speechless. I mean, you know, coming up, you know, when I was a teenager, we never, you know, you're right, T, you know, when we were coming up, to be known to give oral sex was like, oh, my gosh. And
yeah.
It's like one big, I'm speechless. I'm really speechless. It makes me want to just go and get a group of young kids together and just, you know, and school them and talk to them, educate them, because it definitely starts at home. You know, it's really
right.
sad. And then, you know, you have these music videos that you were speaking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
T. And then I can't think of the rapper, but he's talking about Give Me That Becky.
Yep.
You, I
mm-hmm.
didn't know what that meant.
I didn't know it either, honey. I was like, what is a Becky?
I was very surprised when, and actually one of my girlfriend's daughters told me what it was, and
mm-hmm.
she's 17.
Right.
So I'm sitting here like, well, how do you know that? Because honestly, I thought, to be honest,
I thought it was a white girl.
Okay. Me too. I thought it was just a white girl, you know, Give Me Becky or whatever. But no,
yeah.
no, Give Me That Becky. And they're referring to oral sex, but they're, again, referring to, because white women are, you know, known to do that more than, you know, a sister or whatever. But I don't
wow.
know. It's really crazy. But as
well,
far
not
as
all
the,
are, not all are,
the
not all of them
graders,
are efficient, but that's a whole nother show.
Yeah, but you know, it was started out as supposedly only white people, and I'm trying to think of this comedian, but it was on BET Comic View a couple of years ago.
I got BET.
And I forgot the brother, but he's one of the up and coming, and he definitely he made a joke. I won't be graphic. He said, but what did he say? Good pee will get you an apartment. But good head will get you a home.
Oh.
Okay, I've heard that. I don't know who said it,
yeah.
but I've heard that before.
I can't think of his name, but, you know. And then I'm a little older than you guys, but I'm reading, looking at some of the chat rooms. And now, but in my circles, yeah, the girls who gave heads, I get, you know, people talked about it, but, you know, there was always the brothers wanting to double back and get with her, too. Don't get it twisted. She never was alone.
Let me read a comment from the chat room real quick, really, really quick here. Miss Chloe 843 was saying that she said she had took care of some kids at summer camp, and one of the girls, these are second graders she's talking about, made a comment saying that all the boys like her because she got that wet. This is a second grader. Tell them I have some wet.
How old?
So that little kid, second grade. So second grade is like 7 and 8.
Seven, eight, yeah.
What the hell does an 8 or 7 year old from wet wet? You know, so it goes to show the type of language that we're saying around our kids and the type of music and lingo that they're picking up on. You know, that just shocked me when I read it in the chat room. But it's like it's happening younger and younger and younger, and it's so sad. I see a block call on the line, but I'm not going to answer it because we had an issue with the block call last time. So if you want to get in, go unblocked. So I'm going to let somebody else in here. Area code 863.
I got to go to work tomorrow, people. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, old school.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. 863.
Hey, what's up, lovey?
D, how you doing?
I'm all right. I heard y'all talking about that Becky. Yeah, that is that's Plies, by the way. That's Plies.
But yeah.
So y'all was talking about how old was that girl? I said she had some what? What's she know about?
She's
what,
a second grade. She was a second grader.
I would have laid her little ass out. I was my daughter who thought I was wet, even though I don't have no kids. Oh, man, that's crazy. That was funny.
So what do you think about the little boy who was getting hit in the library? And what do you think about these grown men clowning him and calling him a punk for, you know, for telling his mother?
How old was he?
He was 9. They were both 9.
They was 9?
9th grade. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
9. The little girl went under the table and proceeded to give him head.
First of all, what was that little boy getting out of that? He didn't even produce that yet. Anyway, I think that's disgusting. I think that's very nasty. And then, how does she even know how to do that?
That's the problem. Yeah.
She learned it from home, seeing the so-called different uncles every weekend coming through her mom's room.
Oh, so I'm
Uncle
like
Ted
that,
and Uncle Craig and them.
If it's like that, then
every week
it's
a different uncle. You're right.
Most likely she got molested.
They only have to be molested. They can see different dudes coming in and out of the house. They learn even on the TV. The parents can actually censor the stuff on TV. There's just so many avenues where you can cut that nonsense off, but, you know, the so-called parents are just lazy about it.
Yeah, but I feel a lot of it, too. Like, you know, it's not even always on TV. You know, if your mother is bringing in different so-called uncles, like somebody sent a question in the chat room, Uncle Pookie, you know what I'm saying? Oh, this is Uncle Pookie, and the next week it's Uncle James, and then the next week it's Uncle Craig. Well, damn, how many uncles I have? You know what I'm saying? And then the child walks in the room, and you give a head to your so-called uncle. Like, I think a lot of people are just happy, you know, a lot of kids are being exposed to this. And, you know, it could be molestation, but I just feel like she might just be living in a nasty household with no discretion. You have some really sick people out here, and it made me feel like there was even more sick people when I read the comments of them making it seem like it was okay for a child to be out here having sex or to be getting oral sex. And I think that that's a big deal. And I definitely think that we should be encouraging our kids to you know, to respect their bodies. And it's like there's no encouragement anymore. It's all about getting some and, you know what I'm saying, and doing what you got to do. And the thing that affects me is that when it comes to the young males, it's so acceptable. It's like we don't treat them with the same respect, just like I was saying on YouTube. If a young boy gets molested by a nasty-ass school teacher, she gets probation. But if it's a 16-year-old girl and she's having an affair, whatever the situation may be, with the older, you know, with her teacher, he gets, you know, 30 years in prison. And I feel like it should be the same for both. It should not be, if you're a child molester, male or female, your ass needs to be locked up, point blank, period. But it seems like if you molest a little boy, it's not a big deal as if it was a little girl, and I don't like that. I don't think that's right because you're still messing
with
that child. You said what?
We've seen a legion of female teachers get away with that nonsense, messing with the 13-year-old, the 15-year-old. She gets a slap on the wrist, and she does it again.
That's right.
Exactly,
right.
And that's what I'm saying. That's bullshit.
Well, there was one who went
like
married, had kids by him. Yeah, that I agree. I definitely agree. There's a double standard there.
Yeah, look at Debra LaFay. Because the reason why she got off is because she was beautiful, blonde hair, and blue eyes. Had she been ugly, then mom, you know what I'm saying? She might have got some time. She was ugly, or I know she was a man. She would have definitely got time. You know, I just think it's ridiculous that we go off with, exactly, you know, with a 14-year-old boy. And I think a lot of it, too, I blame the parents because the parents of that 14-year-old boy chose not to pursue it because they didn't want to embarrass him. Are you serious? Not only would I have went off in Deborah LaFay's ass, we'd have went to trial every day and made sure she got her time. And that's the problem when it's the boy. You know, too many parents are lax about it. Well, that's my son. That's what boys do. Boys can't get raped. Why can't boys get raped?
Right.
And we got to change that mentality as a people and as a community that we need to hold our young boys to the same esteem as we hold our daughters. No one should be messing with children, point blank, period.
Right.
And, you know, and I feel like if somebody wasn't messing with that little girl, then she, in turn, would not have messed with that little boy. And I'm not saying even mess, like, you know, sexually, but they're sexually messing with her head because they're showing her stuff that she should not be seeing at that age. There's no way you can tell me, there's nothing that you can explain to me where it would be okay for a little girl to know how to give head.
Right.
At all.
But teachers are the, I mean, like, parents are the first teachers anyway. Mm-hmm. And they figure, like, well, yeah, that's a rite of passage. Yeah, you know, he's going to be a little man be a man. But when you let this mentality go by, you wonder why you have these young males who treat women like shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Because he's thinking back to the girl who literally, you know, molested him in the middle of the library class. So now he hates all females. So you're definitely right about that. That will carry with you. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy out here. Like, you have people out here, you know, just making excuses for bad behavior. And like I said, once again, I was just so shocked that more adults were not appalled at the situation, and they thought it was okay to make fun of that young boy.
Right.
You know, and I couldn't believe that people were going out their way to call him a faggot because he told his mother, and they were saying, well, he should have kicked back and enjoyed it. But, you know, these same guys would want to chop off his balls had he done that to their daughter.
Right.
Best believe that. It would have been the other way around, and he had, you know, gave oil to a 9-year-old girl, they'd have been trying to kill that little boy.
And then the thing is, you know, bottom line, people need to remember, like you said, he's 9. It doesn't matter. That's a 9-year-old child. You know, he was violated. And he is definitely going to be scarred from this, you know, and then it's becoming, you know, something that he's probably eventually going to hear some of the negativity that's coming behind it. You know, not saying it's going to be now or, you know, I don't know when, but he's probably going to hear some of the negativity, which is also going to be, you know, challenging for him to get through because he's not going to know if he was wrong or if she was wrong or, you know, what about the situation. And, you know, that's just, for 9-year-olds, he should still be playing with toys and video games and reading his books and wanting to play basketball and things like that, not worrying about head.
Exactly.
You know? Or
exactly.
If he's gay, you know. Now, what if he becomes gay because, you know, everybody's calling him gay?
Now he's disgusted by women, yeah. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? And then they're calling him gay.
And
that's
we don't know. He doesn't know. He might just be confused, you know, because society and people are saying this about him when, in reality, he's a 9-year-old child who shouldn't be engaging in any sexual activity. So it was wrong, period, you know. But because society's so screwed up, people are giving him all these images, it's only going to confuse him more.
Exactly. Exactly. It's ridiculous. So what you thinking about it, PT baby? It's only T's on the line.
On the line. I'm really, really taken back because it's just, I think the biggest thing that these adults don't really understand is that you are definitely taking away these kids' innocence. Even the kids, you know, the adults that, you know, are molesting these kids or giving them the wrong idea or exposing them or whatever, I also think that the media is taking away these kids' innocence also because at 9 and 10 years old, your biggest worry should be when the next video game is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
When is mom and dad going to get me the new doll that came out or whatever it is? That should be your biggest worry, not worrying about it. Worrying about, oh, am I gay? Am I not gay? Should I be liking boys? Should I be liking girls? Like, all that type of stuff is not stuff that you should ever be thinking about at that age. And I think that just the media, most definitely, there needs to be some way that we can hold them more accountable for all of this stuff. That's what I think.
Yeah, because you have little girls out here now who brag about, you know, I kissed a girl and I liked it. You know, like, now it's to the point now where little girls are just. And there's nothing wrong with being gay as far as if you're old enough to realize, like, hey, I've been through this and this is what I am. Okay, cool. But when you're 7 and 8, don't come out the closet because I'm going to tell you, go back in the closet. You're not gay because you ain't been through shit yet. But you have 7 and 8-year-olds coming out on CNN talking about they're gay. How are they gay? You don't even know what gay is. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I have to question that. When a child comes out in third grade and says, I'm gay, this is who I am, somebody's messing with you. Somebody is touching you. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're gay. Somebody done planted some seeds in your head. Because
or
at nine, you can't even know if you're straight or not.
Right.
At that age,
you're
you shouldn't know if you're straight or gay. You should just be a kid.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I have a call calling in here. Let me let some more people on. We have about 9 minutes, so we can keep people on. We're going to keep talking even after the show ends here. So area code 757. 757, your microphone's open. Yes?
Hello?
Hello.
Lucky.
Hey, who is this?
This is Miss Tizzlecake from YouTube. I don't think you remember.
Hey, Miss Tizzle.
I think about my whole opinion about the 9-year-old boy. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the boy was 9 years old, the girl was 9 years old, right? The girl was 9 years
mm-hmm.
old, and the boy was how old?
They were both 9.
They were both 9. Okay. I think my opinion on that, or I know that my opinion on that is like nowadays. Like, what I've seen with kids nowadays is that there's nothing really for them. Like, the whole society that I see, it's like there's nothing for a child. Like, television and music really isn't designed nowadays for kids. And, you know, most of the kids that I see nowadays, and the neighborhood I live in, there's, like, a lot of little kids running around. And I be hearing them talking about some nasty lyrics, some songs that from music that they shouldn't even be listening to, like Trina and Plies and all that other stuff. And I'm sitting to myself wondering why they're listening to this type of music. And, you know, I just really think that it's their parents because, you know, the parents, like someone else had already said, they're the first teacher in the child's life. And I just think that nowadays their parents don't spend enough time with them, don't really sit down with them to teach them, don't do this, don't do that. I think parents just, you know, play whatever music, throw them in front of television, and just ignore them. And I know, like, a lot of people who have a lot of kids, and I see how they treat their kids, and I see, you know, how their kids act, and I am just, even though the act itself that happened between the 9-year-old boy and the 9-year-old girl that had happened, I thought it was completely disgusting. But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
for some reason, it just does not surprise me at all. Because today, with these kids that I have seen, I mean, and the way they act, I'm just not surprised. Because, you know, I have a little cousin, and he's 4 years old. And I remember one time when all these little kids were getting off the bus, and his babysitter had told him to look at this girl's ass. And I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
first of all, he's 4 years old. What does he know about that anyways? Like, I mean, let him just relax. You know, he hasn't even hit puberty yet. And you're having him looking at this girl's ass like he knows what he's saying. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I
feel you on that. It is. It's like a lot of these kids are just growing up way too fast. You know what I'm saying? You have little boys who are 2 and 3 and know about body parts, and they'll be like, oh, look, boobs, you know, butt and stuff like that. And it's like, you're 2. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you know about that besides that a year ago you were drinking milk from them? You know what I'm saying? But it's like a lot of people are just teaching kids the wrong thing, and these kids are not knowing any better. You know, you just have a lot of really, really ignorant parents who think it's cute. You know, like I was reading in those letters, you have stupid parents talking about, oh, well, I lost my virginity at 8. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that that's not normal. And it wasn't you losing your virginity. It was somebody molesting you. But you're trying to hide it and make you look like, you know, you're more of a man because you're claiming you lost it. But that's not the case. You know, like one of my relatives, when he was 14, he lost his virginity to a 17-year-old girl. And I was pissed off behind that because I was mad, one, that, yeah, he lost his virginity. But, okay, it wasn't even to another 14-year-old. It was to a 17-year-old. And all the guys, you know, in the family were like, oh, well, you know, it's not no big deal. And I'm like, it is a big deal. What if it was the other way around? What if it was a 17-year-old male and a 14-year-old girl? Y'all be ready to kill somebody.
Right.
So that's the point, you know what I'm saying? We got to put our boys, you know, we have to treat their sexuality as valuable as we do our daughters. We have to care about our young sons just like we do our daughters. The same way you get mad if somebody was to harass or rape or do whatever to your daughter, feel the same way when something like that happens to your child, to your male child, excuse me.
Right.
Well,
and I just think this is crazy.
And like you said earlier, Lovely T, a lot of children that, you know, have some type of activity or trauma like that, you know, they become a predator later on in life. So, you know, they may go after younger girls, may like younger girls. Some may become a rapist. Some may become confused. Some just, you know, may have issues in life and not even understand completely why, you know, because mm-hmm. that got pushed under the rug. And they may have felt at the time like it was wrong because they were a child, but so many people around them made it seem like it wasn't wrong. So they were confused, you know, but they harbored these feelings inside and never dealt with them. So you never know what you're creating after you push something like that aside and want to say, oh, he's a boy, it's okay, you know, oh, it's cute, you know, whatever the case may be. You never know what that child's going to become.
Exactly. And Miss Nexapol is in the chat room. She said that she's just as strict on her boys as she is her daughter. And I definitely agree with that. You know, it has to be equal. You can't say my boys can be out here screwing everything they want, but my daughter's expected to be a virgin. I mean, come on now, let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do it for one, either do it for the other. You need to be just as strict on both kids because your child, your male son, can get a girl pregnant. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. I don't see why people think it's different. Like, well, the baby's not coming home to live with me, but that doesn't change the fact that he got somebody pregnant.
Right. Or you know, even a STD, you know, it may not be a pregnancy, it may be HIV, you never know.
Exactly. Like the show we did last week, the lady had HIV.
Right.
You know, what if this was a child who was born with HIV and she's giving this little boy head? I'm just reaching right now. Don't get me wrong, I'm reaching, but you never know. Don't nobody know where her mouth has been. We don't know what other guy she may have sucked off. We don't know if her daddy's abusing her. He might have herpes. You know what I'm saying? Now
she don't have little children have different types of oral herpes from sharing lip glosses and, you know, from sometimes family members kissing on people's kids when they have a cold sore or, you know, coming and things like that. Little kids also have herpes running through them. You know, it's not always from an adult having, you know, sexual relations. Little kids also get the herpes virus. So she could have had a certain type of cold sore, and he could have got the herpes from that. There are herpes viruses that you only get from oral sex, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all type of things, even though they were young, like you said, you never know. And that can happen because, you know, that's why you teach your children not to share lip glosses and things like that, because little kids get that type of stuff. You know, it's sad, but it happens.
Exactly. It's crazy. We have about, let me see here. We have 2 minutes left till the show. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. I'm going to still be in the chat room with everybody. We're still probably going to talk for like another 20 minutes, and you guys will be able to hear it in the archives. But, yeah, I really appreciate everybody for coming through. We had a packed house in the chat room. Over 23 people came through, so I really, really appreciate it. And you guys made a lot of good points in the chat room. Shout out to everybody in there. I'm not going to say everybody's name. Y'all know who y'all is. So thank you guys for coming through. So we're just going to finish talking and just wrapping it up. But, yeah, I definitely feel like we have to do better as parents. We have to do better for our children. We have to put our children on the same level, on the same playing level. We have to have the same amount of love and respect for our boys' sexuality as we do for the girls. We just have to. There's no – you can't be lax with one and not the other. You can't say it's okay for your daughter not to do it, but then your son is okay. Because if your son is doing it, he's doing it to somebody else's daughter. You know what I'm saying? People tend to forget that. So I think we definitely have to do better. So, Alice, if you have some stuff to add about what you're thinking so far, you know, as far as, like, the whole show and kids and oral sex, I'm still amazed by this.
Yeah. You know, everyone had a lot of good points, but, you know, it also, again, ties back to poor parenting. And someone brought up a good point earlier. Just because you can have a child or, you know, birth a child or create a child, it doesn't make you a parent.
Exactly.
That is very true.
true. And that's not only, that's to the teachers also. I mean, I think, you know, it's something that, you know, it needs to be talked about at home. And unfortunately, it needs to be talked about at school too. If you're not getting it at home, you need to get it somewhere, because clearly it's going down at the school. So it definitely needs to be addressed in both places.
Exactly. And I'm going to let one person, there's one more person on the line. Area code 773.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Is this for Lassos?
Yeah. How y'all doing?
What's up for Lassos? How you doing?
Not much. How y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's a great show. It's another masterpiece. Ready to
Thank
go to
you.
The archives that you did tonight. Yeah, these are the signs of the times. This is the latest signs of the times, with children and babies, you know, giving head and whatnot to each other willingly, and, you know, the girl raping the little boy and whatnot in the library and whatnot willingly and openly. You know, the sexual immorality is off the charts more than ever before amongst children that ain't even 13 years old yet. You know, you said it were 9-year-olds. And, what, in the third grade and whatnot?
Not even 13 yet.
But it doesn't shock me at all, though. You know, it is what it is. You know, maybe 20 years ago, maybe it would have shocked me. But it doesn't shock me now, though. You know, these are the last of the last days. You know, the Bible said in the New Testament that this was going to happen. You know, the sexual immorality and whatnot. Men should be lovers. Men should be lovers in their own selves. You know, that means selfish. Selfishness to the extreme more than ever before in the last of the last days. That's how you know you're in the last of the last days and it's almost over. When you see stuff like that on TV, in the news reports, on the internet, and nobody cares and people brushing it off, saying it's no big deal, calling the little boy a faggot and all kinds of names and whatnot, except a child of God. It's really disgusting, you know, to say the least.
I think it's very sad. I think it's very, very sad, and it's very disturbing that people would talk about a child like that, you know, or try and undermine his sexuality. And, you know, other people are saying, well, he's lucky. I wish I would have gotten head in third grade. It's just like, you have your whole life to get head. You know what I'm saying? Like, why at age 9? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Very, very true.
People love darkness.
That's crazy.
People love darkness instead of light. That's why this stuff happened. Talking about they wish it was them and whatnot. I don't wish it was me.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I don't wish it was me. You're supposed to be in school to learn. Learning in these black public schools. It was a black public school, right?
Yeah, it was black kids. I'm assuming. Unless the little girl
black.
They didn't show them their girl.
It was an all black public school, right? Anyway.
But
wherever black people go, learning does not exist anymore. And that's one of the reasons why that happened. More than likely, that girl that did that to the little boy, raped him with her mouth, more than likely she has no father. Her father doesn't exist. And her real mother, more than likely, is not a real mother.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes from a family background of sexual immorality to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think she comes from a sanctified upbringing, you know, a religious church, Bible believing Christian upbringing, you know, from
her
home.
But it's not always about that either, though. You know what I'm saying? There's just a thing as just being a good, decent person, because not everybody's Christian. I keep telling you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, even
that
if you're not Christian, even if you don't go to church, it's common sense. You don't suck. You know what I'm saying? You don't suck off a man in front of your child. You don't let, you know, you don't just bring Joe Snow into your household and leave him to watch your child and you met him at the mall earlier that week. There's women who do this. They'll meet a man at the mall and, oh, well, he likes me, girl, he looks good. I need you to watch my child while I go to work. You don't even know this man. You don't know what this man is doing to your child when you're not there. You know, a lot of it is just plain common sense, you know, just even taking the church out of it. You have a lot of people out here who just don't have plain common sense, and that's the part that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
It's just, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But you're definitely right. I agree with you. I feel like the household that she's brought up in, I'm sure there's probably no father, because a father would think more highly of his daughter
and to expose his daughter to something like that. You know, you got a grown man who don't want to imagine their daughter giving head, let alone their 9-year-old. Are you serious?
More than likely, that girl, she'd been watching pornography at an extremely young age, too. Listening to anything and everything on the radio, all the hip-hop she wants to, all the rap music she wants to, all the sexually explicit R&B music she wants to. That girl has no morally good structure in her household, wherever she comes from. If she has a household that she came from to begin with, she might be a runaway, somebody that ran away from a morally good
home
or something like that.
Well, not really at 9. If she was a little bit older, I could say that. I can't see a 9-year-old just, you know, like, how's she eating? You know what I'm saying? She's 9.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she was 14, I could say, okay, well, maybe she's a runaway, maybe she's prostituting, but, you know, she's 9. We got to be realistic. She's in the household somewhere, and it's just a lazy, dirty-ass household. They don't care what this child does, unfortunately. Ms. Tizzlecakes, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you said you wanted to add something?
Yeah. To what he said about the whole, he thinks that, you know, it's in the end of the times, well, and the whole thing about the girl giving him head and, you know, how that's the end of the times, well, I'm been thinking to myself, like, you know, I'm pretty sure that a long time ago that, you know, children have done things like that even before, at, you know, now. And another thing that I like to say is that the whole holding male and female, boy and girl, to different standards, it's just the simple fact that, you know, even my mother has stated this to me, that your brother can't come home pregnant is the whole thing. And my mom has drilled that into my head. And my mother has always lectured me about not having sex and not doing this and not doing that. And, you know, she's lectured my brother too, but she was more strict on me just because of the simple fact that I'm a girl and, you know, I could get raped and I could come home pregnant and, you know, anything could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that, you know, nowadays with the whole, you know, the children giving head and that you're saying that, you know, she's probably watching pornography or that she's not in a morally good home. When I was younger, like, I was little, not too little, but little enough that, you know, I was exposed to certain things and I've seen some things, and today I have seen some things. And when I was younger, that when I was, you know, I saw something where, you know, I seen a child that wasn't exposed to, you know, television and music and lived in a morally good home, and they did some things that I'm not really going to get too detailed about that. And it's just, I think it was more of the sense that the parents really didn't talk to them about it, and they were just playing around, and they thought it was funny, and, you know, I just, that's just pretty much it. I don't really think that it's always the case of the child is exposed to pornography and they come from morally incorrupt homes, because I can tell you that, you know, I go to church every Sunday, and I live in a morally correct home, and that I've seen some things from people who, you know, raise their kids right, some terrible things from people who raise their kids right, and still, it just, I really don't think it matters. It's just, you know, it can happen to anybody.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You know, it's not always about the church thing, you know, any religion, anybody, you know, can slip up on their parenting, so you're definitely right about that.
And then, you know, Lovely T, I was, you know, we had talked before, and I told you, you know, like, over time, we've always evolved, and we're seeing, you know, growth earlier in our children. And I have a cousin who got her cycle at 9 years old.
Mm.
So along with that cycle, you know, there came sexual curiosity and feelings. The hormones came, and she, you know, of course, as a child, you don't know what to do with that, because these are new feelings coming into your body. You don't even understand them. But, you know, at 9, that happened to her. You know, and she was, you know, we try to feed our kids, you know, the foods that aren't grown from the hormones, and we're really picky, you know. And I thank God that my daughter isn't, you know, that advanced at 11 yet, but, you know, I have a cousin who is, and those curiosities are there. So,
you know, I don't know where that little 9-year-old is in her body, but, I mean, she probably was exposed to something sexual, but she also may have, you know, sexual desires that are starting to grow inside of her, you know, depending on where she is with maturing. You know, and that's unfortunate because she's already, you know, not being taught what to do with these desires, or if I think this little boy is cute or, you know, whatever, I'm guessing she liked them in some way and figured that was the way to show them, you know.
Exactly. I feel you on that one. And I think, too, a lot of times it's hard for parents to talk about that because a lot of people think, okay, well, my child normally shouldn't get her cycle until she's 13, 14, but now it is earlier and earlier. How do you explain that to a 7 or 8-year-old when they should just be worrying about playgrounds and now they got to worry about, you know, all that girly stuff, you know what I'm saying? So that can be hard for a lot of parents. You don't want to think about your child growing up, but you have to talk to them because with that does come these feelings, you know what I'm saying? And she may have the feeling to start just giving head. She may not even know where that feeling is coming from. It's just, you know, she's getting this tingling in her body, and she doesn't know how else to express it. You know, but she can't go around molesting people freely. We ain't going to have that.
No, I'm not saying that's okay. I'm just saying that.
No, I know what you're saying.
These hormones do come, you know, and they don't, you know, as a child, you don't know what to do with that. You know, even if you're 13 when your cycle comes, you're not, you know, 100% clear at 13, I don't think, to decide, you know, really if you're ready for sex and the head and things like that. So, you know, you know, it does definitely happen earlier. We evolve earlier. We change, you know, over time. So,
I mean, parents
keep that in mind, you know. And, you know, like you said, my daughter, she's a tomboy. She does way more things than I do. She plays on monkey bars. She runs, you know. She's really a tomboy, but at the same time, when I found out my little cousin got her cycle at 9, you know, my daughter was only 7 at the time, and that, you know, prompted me to start, teaching her slowly, you know, and now that she's 11, you know, she's way more into it, you know, and interested in wanting to learn more because, you know, it may come any day now, and seeing that she's in 5th grade, I'm a substitute school nurse, so I haven't seen 4th, 5th, and 6th graders come down for tampons and pads. So, you know, she's probably learning that, hey, this thing might come, so I need to know how to do it. But now she's not as scared. She's more comfortable, you know, and she's preparing herself for these things because I have been open with her since she was about 7.
That's
you know,
good.
You do have to teach. You do have to teach them. And it is uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable for me. I'm going to be honest. I didn't even, you know, 100% know how to do it, but it's just something you have to do. You have to get on their level and how you talk to them about Barbies and video games. You got to be able to talk to them about their bodies and what's going on with them.
I definitely agree. Is Ronan still on the line? Ronan? He must have set the phone down.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Lost both. Yeah.
Okay, so what you got to say to Lasso? I know you got something to say.
Oh, yeah. That more than likely, that girl sucking the little boy's dick freely, openly, no shame in her game at all whatsoever. Usually a 9-year-old doesn't know what common sense is. So they're going to do stuff that's not based on common sense, especially if they come from a godless home, from a godless lineage, and a godless situation. More than likely, nobody in her family has a connection with God and Jesus Christ and, you know, the Bible and whatnot, and let alone living the Bible and doing what it says. More than likely, that's the type of home or background of family she comes from. She comes from that family lineage of godlessness and darkness. So what do you expect from a 9-year-old that comes from a situation like that? You know, this is the New World Order agenda, Lovely T and everybody that's still on the line. This is a New World Order thing. The New World Order is behind this, you know, putting stuff in the food that's never been in the food before, that destroys your brain cells, alters your mind, giving little girls like 9 years old or whatever big titties and, you know, not even teenagers yet, and they're getting big titties and all whatnot, big calves, shapely booty and all that stuff, and you wonder where this stuff comes from, and it ain't implants that's doing it either. It's these bovine growth hormones and steroids and these toxic chemical waste sludge and forced vaccine injections that they're putting in this food and whatnot, and, you know, the meat and even the fruits and vegetables and whatnot. It's not fruits and vegetables no more. Meat is not meat anymore. You know, food ain't real food no more. Milk from the cows is not real milk no more. This is a new world order thing. You know, she's a new world order, you know, puppet. You know, more than likely, she comes from a godless home, if she came from a home at all. Okay? Mm. So that's the new thing. That's the new norm. That's normal now. That's going to happen again. We're going to see those reports again and again and again and again. We're going to see it so many times, it ain't even funny. It's new levels and it's new devils, Lovely T, and it's new century, the 21st century of the New World Order that's been going on more than ever before for 96 years now. Since 1913, the Federal Reserve been looting the poor and middle class in this country. You know, with a lack of, you know, with the loot, with the extreme financial looting and political corruption and spiritual decapitation of America as a country, what did we expect, you know, 96 years later? You know,
I feel you. You know, but I don't want to get too off course. You know what I'm saying? I still want to stick to it and just, you know, talk about the situation at hand. I understand the whole thing with the New World Order and all that, but I don't want to get too off course because unless you're into all that, you know, quote-unquote conspiracy stuff, not saying that it is a conspiracy, no one knows what you're talking about. You
it's
know what I'm saying? People in the chat room now are like, what? Huh? What? You know what I mean?
It's a sexual conspiracy. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. That's an attack. That's the new thing. It's normal.
Everybody believes in the conspiracy theory, and what she's trying to say is, like, we should just keep it more generalized. Like what you were talking about, saying that, you know, they live in a godless or home or, you know, morally corrupt home. Okay, first of all, what about the little, you know, Catholic kids who grow up in a Catholic home? You know, they have the religious background, but, you know, they're getting molested by the priests and stuff. So what is that supposed to mean? Like, you know, it doesn't matter where you live or how morally corrupt you are or not. I've seen some people who were straight atheists raise their kids, and their kids come out better than people who I've known that have, you know, go to church every Sunday, and they're praying all the time. And, you know, the people, what are they called, the polygamists? They supposedly have the background, the religious background, but they're up there molesting their children, because you can tell that they're molesting their children. So I really don't think, I mean, yeah, the moral background and the religious background is a factor, but I'm saying, like, it's not always a factor because, you know, believe it or not, that most of the worst things done in the history of forever were done in the name of God, just to let you know.
Yeah, you're right. Look at slavery. You know what I'm saying? We were told that we were supposed to be slaves because it's in the Bible. You know, so, yeah, you're right. A lot of bad things are done in the name of God. You know, that's why, I mean, the religious aspect of it, you know what I'm saying, is good. It makes sense, but not everyone is religious. Not everyone is Christian. So we can't just say, oh, because they didn't come from a good Christian home. Like I said before, you know what I'm saying, I come from a multi-religious background. My mom is Muslim. So everything about the Christian values doesn't really, you know what I'm saying, okay? My mom is not Christian. So it's something totally different to me. So that's not always the case. That's why I go back to, again, regardless of what your religion is, regardless if you're Jewish, atheist, you know, or whatever, it's about common sense and still raising your kids to be good people, not sexual, you know, overly sexualized beings. And unfortunately, too many people are doing that. You know, they're out here trying to, you know, make their kids older than what they are. You know, kids out here, little boys who dress like straight up thugs in the music videos instead of, you know, dressing like young men. You have little girls out here who wear, like, you know, tight-fitting clothes and clothes with, like, you know, stitching on the butt and, you know, all that stuff that little girls really shouldn't be wearing at 7 and 8. But we put it on them thinking it's cute, you know, little mini skirts on girls and everything else, when really they should just be wearing jeans and running around and playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, what about everybody, even adults now, that don't have common sense? They got to get their morally good structure from somewhere, Lovely T. They're not getting it from the streets. They're not getting it from the TV. They're not getting it from the radio. They're not getting it from the video games. You know they ain't getting it from the entertainment. They're not getting it from other worldly.
They're supposed to get it from life and experience. When you go through life, of course you're going to experience stuff. And as going through life, when you go through those experiences, you learn from your experience, thus you get common sense.
Exactly.
Yeah, but why learn the hard way when you can go
because,
a more excellent way, God's way?
Okay, but look, some people, my mother has always told me not to do something. Like, she would always tell me not to do something. And I'd be like, why don't you want me to do it? And I would do it anyways, but once I learned, then, like, just by doing it, then I'd understand why. Like, I remember when I was little, my mother would always be like, don't do this, don't do that. But then once I experienced it and I went through life, or as I got older, I would understand. As you get older, if you're an adult, you know, I would assume that you would go through certain things and, you know, have experienced certain things so that you would have some type of common sense or something. So I would expect an adult to have some type of anything, if at all.
No, it's really adults that don't have common sense. Really. You know, the adults are so morally corrupt. You know, this is what we have, you know, today. You know, the future babies of this country are morally corrupt before they even come out the womb. Because they have a spiritual void, a spiritual emptiness. You know, when you empty on the inside, you're going to produce empty children.
You can't say that it's because they're not coming from a good Christian home, because, you know, there's people that come from all different types of walks of life that turn corrupt, whether they've been in church all their life or whether they haven't, or they come from a corrupt background. You know, there's people who come from a bad family who end up becoming doctors and lawyers and scientists, you know, so you can't say that it's because you're not in a Christian home. You know, like Lovely T, you know, I have members of my family that are Muslim, but I go to church. You know, that's my choice. I decide to choose my faith and which way I'm going to walk. They have theirs too, but that don't make them any worse of a person than I, you know, and their faith keeps them doing the right things and being the right, you know, a good person. So it's not because you're Christian or you go to church, you know, that's unfair to say about people, because in that stand, you know, my mom, you know, per se, is not necessarily coming from a good moral standing, and, you know, she may have some corrupt about her or whatever. You know, there's people that I go to church with that don't have common sense.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I don't feel like you can say that, because that's stereotyping to say that church folk are the only folk that's right.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I said you got to have, listen to me very carefully. I said you got to have a morally good structure, background of some sort, if you are an adult bringing children to the world that don't have common sense. It's more adult.
Okay, I never heard you say of some sort, and I heard you say Christian and the Bible. I never heard you say the Quran. I never heard you say any other way of living. You know, like, I mean, like I said, my choice is my choice. I follow the Bible, but their choice is their choice, and I've never heard you say anything other than the Bible and Christian families.
Okay.
I might be confused by your wording, but I'm just telling you what I've heard every time.
Okay, I'm going to put it to you like this. Check it out. God said it. God said it best in His Word, the Holy Bible. He said this. He said, "If you reject Him, I will reject you." This country of ours that they call the Christian nation is not a Christian nation at all. That makes me laugh. That is extremely funny to me when they say this country, what we live in, is a Christian nation. It is the extreme opposite of what they say it is when they say this is a Christian nation. This nation, the truth about it, has rejected God. So because of that, God has rejected it. And that's why nine-year-olds are sucking dick, and they don't know that it's wrong.
Why you got to say it like that? Wow.
That's why nine-year-olds are sucking dick. In libraries,
if God denied our nation, then every nine-year-old would be sucking dick. I'm sorry. Now, I don't feel like God has denied our nation, nor has He, you know, forsaken us. Like you say, yeah, deny me, I'll deny you. Truthfully, I believe that. But at the same time, you know, I'm not going to say that your God is any better than mine. My belief is my belief. If you're a good person, you're a good person. I think you're going to make it to heaven. I'm sorry.
You know, I don't, if you live a good life and you try to be the best of people, I know people that are from all different walks of life that I could lean on or, you know, go to or whatever the case may be. They're just the better, that'll give you CPR before somebody I know in church. You know what I'm saying? So that doesn't make that person sitting in church every Sunday reading the Bible, praying like that, you know, saying that that's what they live. That doesn't make them any better. It doesn't mean that things can't happen to them as well. Things happen to everybody. Things happen to people's children. You know, people's children get off path. It doesn't mean that my mama wasn't, you know, a deacon in the church.
What I'm about to say is what I should have said earlier from the beginning when I first started talking. I'm going to say this. You know, when I said that these are the last of the last days, what I should have told you when I first started talking was that these churches, okay, the majority of them nowadays are morally corrupt themselves. They don't even know Jesus. They don't know God. They don't know the Holy Ghost or none of that. They know what the scriptures say, but they're not doing what the scriptures say. I'm well aware of what everybody just said concerning these churches, so-called churches or whatever. Not being Christ-like, not being like Jesus, exactly like Jesus. I'm fully aware of this. That's why I say over and over again, these are the signs of the times. These are the last of the last days. Because even the institution that is supposed to be on point and nothing but righteous and pure and holy, 24/7, 365, I'll admit it's extremely corrupt. And you got people that go to these churches and whatnot. The majority, I'm gonna say, that are worse than atheists as far as moral corruption is concerned or committing sins is concerned and whatnot. I'm well aware of that. You're not talking to no rookie here. You know, I've been in the church for a long time. I've been out the church for a long time. I know the difference at 36 years old. Okay. Trust me.
All right. Well, I don't want to make this a whole church issue, you know what I'm saying, because we only have so much time. I don't want people listening to this and it's just going on and on and on and back and forth about church and corruption and, you know, basically, you know what I'm saying, we have to do better as parents, point blank, period. I don't care what religion you follow. I don't care that your father wasn't in the home. I don't care that you're depressed that your husband left you. You have to raise your kids. There's no excuse and there's no reason, regardless of what religion you follow, what you choose to believe in, that a nine-year-old is doing that. And there's no reason for adults to become another nine-year-old that he's a faggot for not enjoying getting head from that little girl. You know, that was the whole point of the show. That's what upset me, is that you just have a lot of people out here who are just immature. They're immature, and like Ronan said, you know, they're almost like childlike adults. They're not really adults. They're only adults because they're over the age of 18, but as far as their mind frame, they haven't grown. And those are the people that we need to watch out for. And, if I can stress anything, as a parent and as a young mom, you know, watch who you leave your kids with. Watch who you leave your kids around, because, you know, honestly, for all we know, that mom may be a single mother. She may have to work all the time, and maybe she's not there like she should be for her daughter. And we never know. It could be a babysitter corrupting that little girl. You know, it could be the young teenage babysitter giving a blowjob with her boyfriend in front of that child. So, again, we have to be very mindful as parents. The images that we let our children see as far as porn and movies are concerned, magazines that we leave laying around. So, I mean, we have to talk to our kids, because once kids get to a certain age, they are going to have a sexual curiosity. So instead of just trying to brush it under the rug or act like it doesn't exist, it does exist. So we need to talk to our kids, point blank, period. You know, I don't think that this should be happening at all. I think, you know, from the beginning of the show, we talked about self-esteem and self-worth. And I think a lot of that falls into this whole topic, because in order to love yourself, you know, you have to have a high enough esteem about yourself to love yourself. You know, when you don't love yourself, you do things like that little girl did, because somebody didn't show her and let her know that she was worthy and that she was much more than her fucking lips. Y'all get what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, we have to raise our kids better. We have to raise them with a high esteem, have them feel good about themselves, have them feel like they are worth something. You know, you're more than just your body.
How do you raise them better, Lovely T? That's the question.
I mean, you have to talk to your kids. You have to do stuff with them. You can't just ignore them. You can't let the TV raise your children. You can't just drop your kids off at your mama house and keep them moving. You have to be an active parent. You have to know what your kids are into. You're going to know what your kids do 24/7? No, of course not. Believe in open line of communication. Talk to your kids.
Don't
you know what I'm saying? At least a few times a week, me and my boys can sit and talk for 2 hours and just sit and talk about everything. Well, how was your day? What's going on? And this, this, and that. Parents don't do that no more. I didn't have that growing up. I didn't talk to my parents about shit. So they never wanted to hear our day. They didn't care what we did. It was just like, whatever, get out of my face. I've been at work all day. I don't want to be bothered. But I don't want to be that type of parent. You know what I'm saying? Is being a parent easy? No, of course not. And especially if you don't have children, you know, really, you know, can you really judge? Because it is hard out here because you're trying to balance work or school and then taking care of one, two, you know, multiple kids. But there's still no excuse. You still have to get up there and handle your business. You still have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, but don't you think you need God's help or some kind of spiritual structure of some sort?
Oh, of course.
In order
to
successfully raise morally good children that will not do this to other children?
Of course. I have God in my life. It may not be the type of God that, you know, I do.
Notice what you just said. You admitted to me just now that it's hard for you to raise, children nowadays? Ain't that what you just said?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm not surprised to hear you say that because you have to do it with help from an outside source, you know, from a spiritual source of some sort, no matter what religion you believe in or what your religious background is, if you have one. But you ain't got to be religious.
Well, maybe some people do, but some people don't.
You ain't got to be religious. You ain't got to be religious in order to, you ain't got to go to the church house every week in order to raise children that will never do that to other children. I'm well aware of that, you know. But you need help, though. Nowadays, you need God's help more than ever before.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why it's hard. That's why it's hard. That's the only point I'm trying to make.
I feel you on that. All right, well, we have a few minutes left because it's midnight, and I do have a job in the morning. So any last remarks, any last comments, ladies?
No, not right now, no.
Alex, you still on the line? Okay. Alex must have went to sleep. T-Baby, you still on the line?